ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
विश्व कल्याण के लिए मनसा सेवा।
सर्विस थ्रू द माइंड फॉर वर्ल्ड बेनिफैक्शन।
प्यारे बाप दादा का इशारा है।
इट्स आवर डियर बाप दादाज इंडिकेशन
वर्तमान समय के अनुसार
दैट अकॉर्डिंग टू द करंट टाइम्स
मनसा सेवा को बढ़ाते चलो।
You have to increase the service through the mind. In the coming time, there will be lot of problems that we have to encounter. And during that time, the different kinds of souls who will be entangled in those problems, they will be searching for peace and power. For such souls,
Shanti Shakti Hame Mansa Seva Dwara,
we will have to give peace and power through the service of the mind. Service through the mind.
Mansa Seva ko badhate rehna bahut zaruri.
That's why it's really important to increase the service through the mind. But when we do the service through the mind, we have certain doubts in our mind that don't know, that I don't know whether I'll be able to succeed in this kind of service. Our ancestor souls, whenever they did the service through the mind, they definitely got success through the service through the mind. It's a matter to think. What is the reason behind the success for the service through the mind? And what's the reason why we're not succeeding in this field of service through the mind? The reason for not succeeding is the instrument through which we have to do the service through the mind is not that powerful. The second reason is the experience through the service through the mind, that I do not have that much experience of the service through the mind. Our dadis and our dadas or big brothers, the instrument through which they did the service through the mind, how did they achieve such powerful instrument? You have to think deeply on the subject. When our dadis came to the yagya, initially they did lot of service, physical service, and they dedicated all their physical service through the yagya. They did lot of karmana service, and they received lot of blessings through their karmana seva. And after that, they started getting power in their words. And whenever they spoke, it was as if it was music, and there was power in the words. And through their words, they did lot of service to different souls. And they constantly gave jewels of knowledge to other souls. Through this, they received lot of blessings from others, because of which their mind became very powerful. And through this power of the mind, they got the capacity to do large, extensive service through the mind. We can do limited service through karmana seva, and through words we can do service for thousands of people. Through the service through the mind, we can do service for millions of people. Now is the time to do such an unlimited service.
आत्मा के पास उपलब्ध होना चाहिए।
This is the time when I, the soul, should have such capacity to do the service through the mind. For that, you will have to increase your capacity or power in the mind. For that, it's really important to have the yoga power and the power of purity. You have to pay attention to these aspects. Because pure and powerful thoughts, through these kinds of thoughts, you will be able to send peace and power to any souls in any corner of the world. That's why it's really, really important to increase your capacity or power of the mind. In order to increase your power of the mind, you will have to pay attention to the five different aspects, and you have to increase this experience. If you do this, slowly, slowly, your mind will become powerful. The first point is, every single soul has unlimited power that's hidden inside. It's really subtle, and the power is unlimited, and every soul has such power. In order to awaken such powers, it's really important to remain seated in the self-respect stage. How much ever we practice the self-respect stage and experience this, the soul's power which is hidden inside, it starts to awaken and our stock of power will constantly increase. That's why throughout the day, you have to remain seated in the stage of self-respect. The second point, in order to increase your power of purity, it's important to have the vision of soul conscious stage, that is, look each and every soul as brothers. You should be firm in this kind of vision. When I, the soul, a point of light, when I look at other as a point of light, then automatically there will be repulsion, and through which there won't be any kind of impure thoughts. And slowly, slowly, purity starts to increase inside. The third point is, you'll have to always understand that the ocean of purity, my father, has sent me to this world as an incarnation of purity and has given me the duty to spread the vibration of purity in this world. Wherever I go, I have to constantly spread this vibration of purity. When you practice such a beautiful experiment daily throughout the day, because Baba said that you pure souls are the light for this world, and you souls are the ones who lighten this world and the ones who remove the darkness of impurity from the world. For that, you'll have to constantly increase your power of purity inside. The third point is, you have to constantly sharpen your angelic stage. With your subtle body, with the physical body, there are certain kind of limitations to do the service. But when you become an angel, but you remain in the angelic stage, you can go to any part or any corner of the world and do service. For that, in order to experience such a complete angelic stage, it's really important to increase that practice constantly. For that, there are two main signs of an angel. One sign is me, incorporeal soul, has worn a very beautiful dress of that of an angel, and you have to constantly increase this practice of wearing the dress of an angel. And the second sign is that there shouldn't be any kind of bondage through the mind for the physical beings. The connection of an angel is constantly with just one and no other. In the path of devotion, it was sung. In the evening, it was said that the deities go throughout the world to give blessing to others. Who are those deities? Deities are we, Brahmins, who change from Brahman to angels and angels to deities. In the evening, we, angels, go throughout the world, in all corners of the world, and do service. So it's really important to increase this practice of being an angel. The fourth point is, you'll have to increase your power of yoga. We definitely do the yoga practice in the morning and evening, and through which we accumulate a little bit of power in the morning and evening. But throughout the day, through different kinds of thoughts, we also deplete our thoughts, our powers that was accumulated. In order to do the service through the mind, you should have the stroke of power inside. It's important to increase such power, constantly increase the power inside. For that, throughout the day, you will have to increase your chart of yoga and maintain your chart and increase the yoga time. If you do that, the treasure of yoga power will constantly increase inside you. Through this, automatically you will get the capacity to do service for millions of souls. Fifth point is, in order to do the service through the mind, there shouldn't be any kind of negative emotions towards anyone or negative feelings towards any soul. This is really important point. Why? If you have any kind of negative thoughts towards any soul, if you have such thought in your mind, if you create waste thoughts or negative thoughts towards any soul, then the souls inside will get depleted. There will be leakage inside. You will have to block this leakage. Baba has said very wonderful tact for this. Baba said that do not look at the current stage of that soul. You will have to look at the original stage of that soul. This soul, when he came to this world, was complete, full, pure and satyavradhan. And when the soul leaves this earth, will definitely leave in a satyavradhan form. If you look at each and every soul in this way, definitely you will have a positive attitude towards each and every soul or sakaratmak thoughts towards other souls. So you'll have to constantly increase the five different practices. Now the next question arises, how do you do service through the mind? Baba said that I have to make you an emperor. There's no need for you to spend even a penny from your pocket. You just have to come and sit near me. You have to take treasures from me and constantly give these treasures to all the other souls of the world. So doing the service through the mind means taking treasures from Baba and on the other side, constantly distribute that treasures of powers to other souls. This is called as service through the mind. What will happen through this? You constantly take the powers and donate those powers, you will constantly become a donor. That will become a sanskar inside. This sanskar you will take with you when you go back, and based on this sanskar, you will become the emperor and you will be seated in the throne through which you become a constant donor. And on the other side, you will get constant blessing from other souls. Now, what is the method to do the service through the mind? There are three methods to do the service through the mind. One method is through the incorporeal state. Constantly do the service through the mind in this form. Directly from the land of peace of Parandham, take power from the Supreme Soul. The showers, his powers is showering on me, and from me, the vibration around me is constantly spreading in all the four directions, and this is reaching millions of souls of the world. You have to constantly practice this. So wherever you go, your positive vibration will constantly do its own work. Wherever you are doing different kinds of actions, this vibration will constantly spread in that field. The second method is through the stage of being an angel, doing service through the mind in the form of an angelic stage. In the form of angel, you'll have to go to all the corners of the world and go around the world. In this form, you'll have to experience that I am getting Sakash from the Son of Knowledge, Supreme Father, and through me, this Sakash is spreading to different souls of the world, and those souls are experiencing comfort and peace through the Sakash. You have to increase this practice. At some places there will be tsunami or natural disasters. In that place you have to go in the form of an angel and give service through the mind of Sakash. Because the people in the world are not aware of the Supreme Father, and they get entangled in their own problems. They think that if an angel comes and helps me and lifts me from this problem, so you have to do this practice. It is said about angels that they are the messengers of God. We are all the right hand of the Supreme Father, and we have to do this practice of service. The next method is in the form of world benefactor, incorporeal world benefactor, to the service through the mind in the form of world benefactor with the Supreme Father, me, the master world benefactor. You have to remain seated in that self-respect, take the Sakash from Supreme Father and should spread the Sakash to the whole globe. On the International Yoga Day, every third Sunday, you practice this. But during Amrit Vela, when you do the yoga, after that, or after evening meditation between 6 to 8 p.m., you have to experience this experiment and constantly increase this practice. Because many souls are searching for peace, power and comfort. Whenever you spread this power to the souls, those souls start to experience peace and power automatically. Through this method, in the form of world benefactor too, you will have to do wonderful service, and you will have to increase this experience of the service through the mind. Inside, if you become the authority of experience, that will automatically lead to success. All your achievements will increase, and through which your determination of faith will constantly increase. Now, the next question is, on what all aspects you will have to do service through the mind? First point is, when there's some kind of obstacle in the yajna, or in your life, if there's any kind of obstacles, in order to remove that obstacle, you will have to practice the service through the mind. Prakash Mani Dadi had one particular slogan that was firm inside. Whenever there was an obstacle in the yajna, Dadi would say that if you do tapasya, the obstacle will go automatically. Because when you do tapasya, you will experience the presence of Supreme Father. And when you receive the help of Supreme Father, that thing, if it doesn't lead to success, that's impossible, that it won't become successful. So through tapasya, you have to take the help from the Supreme Father and constantly remove the obstacles. The second point is, through the service, through the mind, if some person is ill or sick, or if any kind of family is dissatisfied, immerse that person who is sick or the family who is dissatisfied, you have to immerse them in the subtle region and you have to give the sakash to those. You can give sakash to BKs or non-BKs. If it's BK, the subtle body of that a BK will be, the light will be much more than the non-BKs, because the subtle body of the non-BKs will be little dull. The only difference is this, but you can do the service through the mind to anyone. I remember in 1985 in Mexico, there was a huge earthquake during those times. Mohini Didi was in Madhuban and was offering bhog to Baba on Thursday. And Baba showed very, very difficult scene to Mohini Dadi. And on one side, Baba emerged Brahman on the mountain. And on the other side, the souls that left the body through the earthquake, those souls were emerged on the other side. That those souls were so, so tensed, so, so peaceless. They were begging for peace and power. And Baba said, such souls will constantly increase day by day. Such souls who are dissatisfied and peaceless will increase day by day. For that, you will have to increase your state and you have to increase the power. You have to increase the service through the mind so that such souls will be able to give peace and power to such souls. Where will you get peace? And how will you get peace? This only you Brahmins know. Third thing, point is, Baba said, you will also have to purify these five elements of nature, because this can happen only through you, and the five elements have become impure through you, so you will have to take the responsibility of purifying these five elements of nature. So if you do this, you will directly get the blessing from the Supreme Father. For that, what should you do? You have to sit next to Baba, take the sakash from Baba, and take the rays of purity from Baba, and stretch to all the souls, and stretch to the globe and five elements of nature. This is one method. The second method is, you have to emerge the five elements of nature in the form of a physical or deity form, in the form of Mother Earth. In the same way, five different elements of nature has to be emerged in the form of deity. For example, Sun God, Mother Earth. Through this, you have to take sakash from Baba and give to the five elements of nature. In this kind of service, how much ever you increase this kind of service, you will get lot of blessing from Supreme Father. If you have to connect a VIP to Baba, this service through the mind, you can use the service through the mind. If you have to change the mind in a positive way of any soul, This can happen through the service through the mind. For that, you'll have to do wonderful service through this kind of service, that's the service through the mind. Few years back, Baba said that whatever service through the words that you did, that's done. But if, even if you want to do such kind of service through the words, you won't be able to do, because that will be the environment around that even if you want to do, it won't be possible. During that time, only the service through the mind will be possible. That kind of service, you will be getting lot of service. Service through the mind is wholesale spiritual business, worldwide spiritual business. So the unlimited service through the service through the mind, you should have such powerful instrument through the do such service through the mind. You'll have to constantly increase this practice and method and make it powerful. Because such service through the mind chance will be much, much more in the future. Through such unlimited service, you will get lots and lots of blessings from millions of souls. Now is the time, now conferences is the time to increase the blessings of others. How much ever you want, you can increase the blessing that you accumulate. Because when you leave your body, only the blessings that you accumulated from others or the charity that you accumulated in this world, that will leave with you. On the basis of the charity that you have accumulated, or blessing that you have accumulated, your future views will be based on this. So, the second thing, Shiva and Seva, Seva, that is Baba and service. You have to constantly do this, such unlimited service, because in the coming time, the situation will become much, much more worse. I was listening to Baba's version that through the angelic stage, you have to constantly increase the service through the mind. You will have to accumulate the blessings inside. Through such unlimited service, you'll have to accumulate a treasure of blessings inside. Constantly have this aim that I have to accumulate blessing. This is the real wealth. This is your real treasure. This is imperishable treasure which you'll accumulate, and which this is the only thing that will leave with you when you leave the body. You'll also have to increase this experience that you accumulate through the service through the mind, and you'll have to increase the power of the mind. Prakashvani Dadi, Guda Dadi. Prakashvani Dadi came to Guda Dadi. One day, Dadi said that every single soul can do service through the mind. But the thing is, how much ever your light increases, that much the field of service will expand. For that, you'll have to increase the power of the soul and increase your area of service. For now, for some time, you will experience such wonderful experience through the service through the mind in the form of a world benefactor. For a few seconds, we'll experience such a wonderful experience through service through the mind. Om Shanti.